This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's summer here in Austin, and that means triple-digit temperatures. Well, they're here, and they probably, not probably, they will be here for weeks, if not longer, to come. Most of us can seek refuge in the AC at home or here at work, which in my case, I'm actually using a space heater at work today, oddly enough. But not everybody can seek refuge from the heat at home or at work. And here to talk about what we can do for those experiencing homelessness in Austin and in the Austin heat is Major Lewis Reckline. He's the Austin Area Commander for the Salvation Army. Major Reckline, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
Major, it's hot outside. The heat is more than just uncomfortable. In fact, it can be extremely dangerous. Can you talk about some of the dangers that people experiencing homelessness face here in Austin and Central Texas due to our extreme heat in the summer months?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the scariest things to me about the folks that experience homelessness is overall healthcare, period. They live in an environment that doesn't advocate for that. They live in an environment that it doesn't typically cross their mind. They also live in an environment where they have no place to go. And so when the heat gets as hot as it's been here, it really draws some concerns. You know, we do what we can when they allow us to. Typically in our shelter, we encourage them to go out and find jobs. We encourage them to, you know, get into a program that with us that will help them find a place to live permanently. And it's not as easy as saying it. And so it does take time. And so they're out on the streets a lot. So one of the things we have done is we've decided we're not going to usher them out the door in the morning. We're asking them, please be cautious if you go out. But if you want to stay in, you can stay in. We provide three meals for that. We provide air conditioning. We provide good bathroom facilities. So that's one of the things we do. The other thing we did is we've gone down to our warehouse and we just inundated our shelter with bottled water. We want to make sure that people stay hydrated. We want to make sure that if they're going to go out, they have some hydration and do that. And hopefully that helps some, but mainly encourage them to stay out of the heat.
I saw a press release came yesterday in the email box about a bottled water drive that's going on. Is that true right now for the Salvation Army?
Yeah, we will probably use the rest of the water. We have about a pallet full of water left, and so we'll probably use the rest of our water, especially as, you know, we're just in the middle of July. We have August and all that to go through. So we did. We put a plea out to the community if you know, they want to donate some water to us. We would greatly appreciate it.
I think water, it'll obviously make a big difference, but it's bottled water is cheap. I think I got like 48 for $2 at Walmart. So it's an easy way to make a big difference, I think, is to support the Salvation Army's bottled water donation camp. Now, Major Reckline, where can we drop these bottles of water off?
Well, you know, everyone's very familiar with our shelter down on A Street downtown. That's a good place to put it. Or over here at our administrative offices at 4700 Manor at the Rathgeber Village. You know, we have a big facility there. They can drop it off there, and we can take it wherever it needs to go.
And what is another way, I guess the best way to find out more information about the Salvation Army? What is the Salvation Army's website here in Central Texas?
Yeah, thanks. It's SalvationArmyAustin.org, and they can look on there and see some of the activities we're doing and different ways. And it even has a Obviously, as you can imagine, it has a link so that if they wanted to support us financially, they would be able to do that.
And again, I think an easy way to help out the Austin community, relatively inexpensive, is drop off a bunch of water because, man, they're giving that stuff away at Walmart. Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Major Reckline. He's the Austin Area Commander for the Salvation Army here in Central Texas. Major Reckline, what about coronavirus? How's the Salvation Army responding to COVID-19? It's obviously been a very big hurdle for you to achieve your objectives and your missions. How is it impacting your operations?
Well, obviously it did impact, as most people would know, we did have a few of our clients who tested positive in the early stages of the pandemic. And what it caused us to do was completely scale back at our downtown shelter and put in some better preventive measures, which was, we have dorm settings, so we had to create a greater distance in between the beds. We brought in a company to do a deep clean and to do an extensive clean of all the entire facility, and so it would be hygienically better. And then we had to stagger our meals so that not everyone congregated at the same time. And, we're giving it the greatest attention we can in terms of cleanliness. We brought in supplies, masks and gloves and hand sanitizer, and continue to monitor that and see where we need to go with that. We are now in position, obviously, where we're checking temperatures. We're giving the basic questions that you get in a lot of facilities where you go now, of their current health or their contact with anyone who could have been. So we've been pretty fortunate after the initial impact that we've been able to kind of have it very, we've had some sick people, but no one who's tested positive for that. And then at our women and children shelter and our family shelters, we've done the same thing there, which is even harder because it's more close living with families and children, because children don't understand everything and they're going to come up and play with each other no matter what. But we've been very fortunate that we've not had any incidents in either one of our family locations.
Yeah, I think that part of the operation, and the Salvation Army does so much for the homeless population. What a big wrench to throw at an already very difficult situation. It must have made things just exponentially more difficult. How, if somebody wanted to help you out with that mission in particular, with helping people experiencing homelessness, what's a good way? Are there volunteer opportunities, or is it a donation, or are there items needed, or what's a good way for Central Texas to kind of help with that mission?
Yeah, because of the uncertainties right now, we're still limiting all of our volunteer opportunities for both the protection of the clients and the volunteers. And so we don't have many opportunities available at this point. What we do have is the ability, again, to receive financial donations, because the mask and the hand sanitizer and the gloves, we go through those pretty quickly, because we're not questioning whether you need them or not. If you ask for something, we're giving it to you. And that's not just for the clients. It's also for our staff and anyone else who could come to the building, whether it's food services or something like that. We're making sure everyone is secure.
And the shelters, we've talked in the past before about the Rathgaber Center, the downtown shelter. They're pretty expensive endeavors, not during a pandemic. I can only imagine what the budget has done in 2020 compared to, say, 2019 because of the pandemic. Has it skyrocketed?
Yeah, now you're going to put me in a bad mood. it does affect us.
Yeah.
And it affects any agency like us. I would say on the flip side of that is, but that's who we are. And so that's what we do. And in a situation like this, we do everything we can to step up what we do. I will tell you, the community has been very gracious to us, both in material products as well as financial support. And so as much as it's hit us so far, we've been pretty fortunate. We've not had to furlough anyone. We've not had to lay anyone off, and we've been able to meet the needs of our clients. And so in a very uncertain time, I would tell you we feel very comfortable with where we are. But, yes, it has had an impact. But, again, it's who we are, and the community has been very supportive of us.
We're talking today on Inside Austin again with Major Lewis Reckline. He's the Austin Area Commander for the Salvation Army. And, Major, we've talked about, I guess, the biggest thing in the headlines these days is coronavirus, COVID-19. If you don't mind, we can shift our focus. We can pivot a little bit to the Black Lives Matter movement, which is, I guess, the other big thing. Do you care to talk about the Salvation Army's response to the Black Lives Matter movement? What's going on as far as the Salvation Army is concerned?
Well, as a Christian and religious organization, we're against anyone being treated unfairly. And when people come through our doors, we serve. We don't take into consideration what their ethnic background is, what their beliefs, whether it's Christianity or something else. We don't take that into consideration because our job is to serve those in need. And as unfortunate as that is for any community that's facing this, and we do face it here in Austin, you know, we believe that everyone is to be treated fairly because that's the way that we would want to be treated. And so as unfortunate as it is, I think the best thing for me to say is we see gray, and we do it that way because we just want people to be self-sufficient and be able to stand on their own.
And I think I saw something about a Stuff the Box school supply drive. Can you talk about that a little bit? What is the Stuff the Box school supply drive, and why is it important?
Well, you know, even though we understand they've made decisions about the delays in school, school is not going to stop. Schoolwork doesn't stop. And these young people will be going back to school shortly. And so each year we do a drive to help families in need and those in our shelters whose children are in school. You know, my daughter just graduated high school this year, but the need that she had for school products to get things to go to school and last throughout the year, it's not cheap anymore. And so what we're doing in Walmarts around town, they'll shortly see, we're doing a Stuff the Box where people can donate any kind of school supplies. We have the list of the different schools in the area so that as a family comes to us and we find out what school their child goes to and what grade that child is in, we're able to give them the what they need to get their kids in school. That's a big relief, as you can imagine, on a lot of families to not have to worry about that. And again, I've only been here a year, but last year, this community was awesome, and I was overwhelmed at the generosity and what we're able to do to help these young people get what they need to get the school year started and last through part of the school year with some of the supplies that we were able to give them.
And Major Reckline, with the minute or so we've got left in the segment, I'll give you the last word. What is it we left out? What didn't I ask? What didn't we get to? What would you like to say to Central Texas?
You know, when it comes to the heat, you see these homeless folks on the street. I've been riding around with a cold bottle of water in my car, and I could just hand it out as I go down the street. But think of everyone. Think of yourself. We've got to stay. COVID has caused us all to kind of reevaluate ourselves. So I would ask Central Texas, please stay safe and take care of yourself, as well as the fact that you look at others and you help us. And the Salvation Army couldn't be more appreciative of any other cities that I've been in. This is my 10th one, and it is absolutely fantastic to be here.
And Major, remind us again of what the local Salvation Army website is.
SalvationArmyAustin.org.
That's Major Lewis Reckline. He's the Austin Area Commander for the Salvation Army. Sir, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
Thank you. Stay cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.